The next patient is William Lewis. The last name is L-E-W-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old white male that is following the practice because type 1 diabetes, diabetic nephropathy. The patient has a history of diabetic retinopathy. Does not have any cardiovascular complications. He used to be a heavy smoker, but has quit. Was admitted to the hospital on October the 21st of 2023 because he sustained a fall in the driveway, and he had a non-displaced radial fracture. He had a renal azotemia, acute deterioration of the kidney function. He was found with atrial fibrillation. He was treated by the cardiologist, but apparently they decided not to anticoagulate him. Comes today for a follow-up of the condition. While the patient was in the examining room, he started to have evidence of weakness, cold sweats, tremors. We checked the blood sugar. He was 56, and he was treated immediately with a glucose tablets and cranberry juice. The patient responded to the therapy. He got more stable, and we were able to finish the visit. He is feeling better. He has a better control of the blood sugar. The latest laboratory workup that we have available here is in October the 24th of 2023, when we found that the creatinine went down to 259 from 3.2. And then a BUN was 39, and the GFR was 28.4. Unfortunately, we don't have an albumin to creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio at the present time. The patient has been taking losartan. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure today, 128 over 81. Following number, hyperlipidemia. We don't have a recent laboratory workup, that we are going to order that. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated, following number overweight. The patient has a BMI of 34. Following number, diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C, that is 8.7. The patient needs a close follow-up. We are going to give 6 to 8 weeks follow-up. Paragraph, we invested 25 minutes with the interview and treating the hypoglycemia 20 minutes with the face-to-face afterwards, and 7 minutes in the documentation.